Forget March Madness, it's Mud Madness across Northern Illinois this week, and while you can't break this bracket, the competition does get dirty. It's the 2017 National Collegiate Soils Contest, sponsored by the American Society of Agronomy and hosted this year by Northern Illinois University. Two dozen college teams are taking to practice pits to test soil for categories that won't make much sense, even to the average landlubber.
Here we go, less. We have less and till, were the two paramaterials.
What, 6 feet?
And we've got till plane, 2% slope, 2 to 6. Back slope, medium, and high.
That's the coach for the team from South Dakota State University. On this windy day near Malta, Illinois, three teams are working in a practice pit almost deep and wide enough to fit a coffin. But there's nothing morbid about this contest. It's dug to show the different levels or horizons of the soil. Brittany Hyduga from Delaware Valley University in Pennsylvania says that's important because it helps her identify what makes each sample so special.
Color, texture, whether there are concentrations or depletions of different minerals, if the land is suitable for basements or local roads.
Heather Stellabot says it's an added educational experience to learn how people who live here interact with the soil every day.
The fact that they explained to us that they drained a lot of the water from here so they could farm it was really interesting.
These soil sommeliers plop down samples from each level into actual muffin tins to examine them more closely. If you actually baked these muddy confections, they would range in color from tannish tarts to coffee-colored clods. The clumps are spritzed with water and then molded like dough. The students use their fingers to spread the softened soil into what they call ribbons. The longer the ribbon, the more clay is found in the chunk. They jot down their findings on a paper grid. Late April means the ground in Northern Illinois is pretty sloppy and wet. Clayton Booker says that's all part of the experience of having the competition rotate around the country.
We're usually not used to seeing soils that are filled with water like these. So that's unique here. It's fun to have to slosh around in like a foot of water.
His teammate Alexandra Schmidt says she's been surprised by her findings so far.
The glaciation that occurred in this area just does crazy things to the soil. So, you know, we're sitting here, but maybe 100 yards over there, there's another team, and that soil could be completely different just because of what happened with the glaciers.
In addition to the teams by school, there's an individual competition.
And we're all just trying to identify what we see, and they're going to compare our scores to professionals, and then we're ranked on our correctness, and someone's going to win.
Galen Swanson from South Dakota State University plans to be a farmer and says it's a useful skill.
Now that we're in an area where precision is a huge thing, if we can understand what is 4 feet below us, we can manage that a lot better than they have in the past 50 to 100 years.
Jim Thompson coaches the team from West Virginia. He's been to more than a dozen competitions around the United States over the years.
We as coaches have the benefit of having seen a lot more soils, and so try and give them the context to what they're seeing in this pit and the next pit and the next pit.
There may not be rabid fans in the stands or buzzer beaters for this college event, but it may give you a newfound appreciation for what's under your sneakers. I'm Jenna Dooley.
It's funny, even though these soils are so wet, they dry out.
I know, and they feel like charcoal, like up here.
I know.
It just feels like charcoal.
We don't have soils this time.